Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Good quarterback, he can make plays with his legs or his arm. And they just got a good offense, well-rounded offense in general. They play hard, so we're excited for it. I mean, you got to be aware of the opponent, like cognizant of it, but you can't let it hijack what you're doing, your process. So, I mean, we're aware of it. We play a lot of quarterbacks to move around. I feel like most of them these days do move around a lot and can scramble. So, I mean, like I said, he can make plays with his legs, so we're going to have to be locked in on that and everything else.
There's Groot. Greg Rousseau going to be a big key to getting Trevor Lawrence off his mark. Come Sunday afternoon as the Bills travel to Jacksonville in the wild card round NFL playoffs. Maggie Gray joining us in the sports bar. Maggie, we're having a lot of conversations this week and some about the game, but also some about what might happen if it doesn't go Buffalo's way on Sunday and it's an early exit for Sean McDermott and crew. If you look at this season for the Buffalo Bills, and it feels like every year when the season ends, short of expectation, there's blame assessment, obviously, but there's also a scapegoat, whether it's Leslie Frazier or the special teams coordinator. Is there a scapegoat this year that you have when you look at the Buffalo Bills organization as a whole?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me on when I'm at peak nervousness. You guys always check in with me whenever I'm like on pins and needles. But I think that's what happens when you have a coaching staff and a GM, or a head coach, pardon me, and a GM who have been around now for nearly a decade. You run out of people to point fingers at because it's not going to be Josh Allen. We all know that. And, you know, at some point when you're firing offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators, obviously Joe Brady is still there, but when you're cycling guys around, which you expect because the Bills have had a lot of success. So in some ways, you know, these guys were getting poached, but at some point the buck's going to stop with you. And, you know, this is a terrible matchup for the Bills. I'm hoping that they pleasantly surprise us here with this game in Jacksonville. And it's not going to be easy, but if the defense, who's been playing well in second half, if they can hold on the ground and obviously not give up the explosive plays, if they come out of here with a win, guys, if they lose this game, I mean, Sean McDermott cannot lose a playoff game to a first-year head coach. Just can't happen. And we're too far into this thing. And even if this is a bad matchup, well, that's what the coaching is for. And, you know, they've had these really good adjustments in these second halves of games where they've been able to come back, obviously, you know, the Ravens game at the beginning of the season, but then more recently the Patriots game, the second time when they go into Foxborough, get down and then come back. You want to give a lot of credit for those comebacks, but they cannot afford to get into a hole in the first half like they have in some of these bigger games. And I think if things go poorly here, I think we all know what should happen. The coach has got to be out. And I would say the GM too, because I think they're a package deal. And I think that any of us who have lived through this long enough, you know, and I know I'm talking to two people who have and many more listening who have, can't waste any more time. Not with Josh Allen still in his prime.
Maggie, we were just talking about how, you know, before you came on, I'm telling you, Sean McDermott, we will have blame assessment Monday. We will take calls. People will be upset. He's not going anywhere. Honestly, like the way Terry Pegula manages his teams, look at the Buffalo Sabres. Heck, they gave Kevin Adams 5 years for doing what? If anything, Danger and I are landing on Brandon Bean, though, and hearing if we're listening to McDermott go out of his way a little bit to talk about Jakobi Meyers and McDermott, who was very hot reportedly after he lost one of his corners because the Bills didn't really vet out Darius Slay and claiming him off of waivers.
Huge mistake.
Yeah.
Huge mistake.
That's my fear is this passing attack at Jacksonville, if the Bills have to use three corners in this game, that Dane Jackson's going to be exposed. And, well, that's not McDermott's fault, is it? I mean, honestly, I think Brandon Bean would be the one above everybody else.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, listen, I think that, you know, I think that is a tough one. The organization has shown you that they like Bean's players because they keep paying them. And obviously he's the one who's deciding, right? But ultimately, I guess Terry Pegula has got to give some kind of like, okay, when they're handing out these huge checks, right? So they're telling you they like their players. Now, there's clearly not enough depth, major positions. The secondary, they obviously give up some huge, huge plays. And they clearly never truly assess the wide receiver situation. They thought they could get through with, you know, their pass-catching tight ends and, you know, with a great run game, which has been fantastic with Cook. But obviously, they're clearly missing a number one. And then I thought I didn't love what Brandon Bean, said after the trade deadline. But he kind of like, you know, kind of said like, well, there's young GMs who weren't, you know, were asking too much. It's like, or they weren't going to give away good players. The guys were going for premiums, you know, at the deadline. And it's not a young GM's fault that, you know, they see teams that are going for it and they want to try to get the most out of them. And it's funny because the Bills were willing to do that up until this year. And now they're going to see Jakobi Meyers in this game. And he's been fantastic for Trevor Lawrence and hopefully not the missing piece. The Darius Slay thing is so beyond embarrassing for Buffalo. I mean, how do you not have any intel before you sign this guy that he's not going to show up, that he only wants to go to Philly or whatever he wanted to do, you know, how do you do that? And obviously it came back and bit them. It's not good. And Josh can only save them all so many times.
So there's another thing that's a little bit more recent just because today Mike McDaniel lost his job in Miami. And I've seen a couple of Bills fans in my feed saying, well, there's your offensive coordinator for Josh Allen next year. What do you think? And I look at it, I'm like, Joe Brady's got a top five offense, the number one rushing offense in the league, and a coach who probably wants to run the football more than anything, so he's exceeded his expectations. I mean, again, when we're talking about blame assessment, if this goes poorly on Sunday for the Bills, how much do you put on Joe Brady?
Well, it depends. You know, I've complimented Joe Brady a lot this year because I thought that at times he's really stayed disciplined to the run. You know, it felt like in years past, when the Bills would get down in games, like all of a sudden the panic would set in and now you're just launching the ball, you know, 30 yards down the field and hoping for miracles and stuff like that. And I commend him for committing to the run because even in games when they've gotten down, James Cook has to be a part of this game plan and he knows that more than anybody. And the running attack has been really good. The only thing is about Brady is, you know, we're doing worst case scenarios right now, right? Because we're Bills fans, obviously, but like worst case scenarios, they lose. I mean, if people are out, I think Joe Brady's out just by association. I think it would be a house clean. Yeah, you're right about Pegula. You know, he's an owner who obviously his wife was way more involved until her health issues. He seems like a guy who's kind of asleep here. You know, he kind of just likes the fact he got his stadium built. You know, I'm sure they're going to try to get a draft in Buffalo, which would be really exciting and fun. But like he's kind of hands off in the way you hope an owner is. But then when you need somebody to snap into attention, fair point. I mean, is the guy no-dos or is he actually a finger on the pulse of what the team needs? And it's finding a sweet spot.
Yeah.
But I think that Joe Brady would be a baby with the bathwater, right? I think he'd be out with the rest of them.
Maggie, on the positive, right? And I would say, what's the game where this year the Bills were just blown out? You could say, well, they were down by one score in Atlanta, and same thing in Miami in the second half before that got away. My question is this. If the Bills, and they are favored in this game, if the Bills beat the Jaguars, do the clouds lift here for you in the AFC, what's left here? Your thoughts on the possibility, what's needed here, a three-game winning streak on the road to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, they haven't been a great road team. So I'm inclined, you know, and obviously McDermott famously has not won a road playoff game. So I don't see it. We've seen other teams do the wild card thing, and so it's not impossible. I think they could go to Denver and win. They all seem kind of winnable. The team I would actually fear the most out of just everyone in the AFC, just to like put the bracket to the side for a second, the team I fear the most is Houston. You know, Houston gives Buffalo major problems. I do think that they could do the clouds lift. Listen, I would feel good about them going to, do I feel good about anything? I would feel okay about them going to Denver, and I would feel okay about them actually going to Foxborough. And I might eat those words. But I do think that I do think those are winnable games. But they got to get through this one first, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, this one is they got the toughest draw, I think. You know, this is a hard game. Jacksonville has never been a great place when Buffalo has played there. And this team is, on paper, a great matchup against Buffalo.
Strengths and weaknesses, right? They're the best run defense in the league. The Bills are the best run offense in the league. The Bills' pass defense is really, really good. And their offensive line is maybe a little suspect, so you want to see that pass rush step up and affect Trevor Lawrence. Ultimately, does this come down to, we were saying before we had you on, that I think McDermott is going to employ a Mike Tomlin kind of strategy here. Just muck this up and make it kind of an ugly game as much as they can and try to run the ball and force a team like Jacksonville with a first-year head coach to maybe make an undisciplined mistake.
You know, I think that the way that you do it, and you know, he has not been immune to this year, even though he has played a lot better. But Trevor Lawrence in the postseason has been a bit of an adventure. So I think the Bills aren't a huge takeaway team this year, obviously, but maybe there's a possibility where you can, I don't say rattle him a little bit, but he can be turnover prone. So I think I would probably try to, get weird. You know, I saw the total 51.5. So, you know, I think that I do think that the Bills defense could confuse a little bit. You just got to hope that Lawrence and with Jacoby Myers is not just going to kill you in the middle of the field. And that Cole Bishop's got to have a really good game. And he's been inconsistent this season. The linebackers are hurt. You know, they are certainly not 100%. And you're right about the pass rush having to get home. But, you know, to be honest, in some of the more frustrating games this season, I actually think, you know, I've come away thinking, all right, the defense, like, despite all the injuries and despite all of the, you know, playing with one hand tied behind their back, I think at times has looked good. I guess that would be my one thing about Sean McDermott, a positive in his corner. But he's got to break this streak of not being able to win playoff games away from Buffalo. And the thing is, too, you got no Kansas City to blame this on.
Yeah.
This is you now. And I hope this is the Bills team that can finally take advantage of their biggest foe having to sit this one out.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on.
And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor.
Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Maggie, I don't mean to give you something else to be nervous on, but...
it's okay. Bring it on.
Say this game comes down to a kick. One team has a...
Oh, don't do it.
Yeah. Well, we know Jacksonville's got a guy. What's happening this week? So the Bills trotting out Matt Prater in practice today, and we just ran the soundbite in the update, and... Are we really going to make this a game-time decision? So for folks who haven't followed along, Matt Prater gets hurt, his calf in the New England game. He plays through it, but he doesn't play the next two games. And then he can't finish the Jets game because, well, he re-aggravates it. So you mean to tell me that after 2 weeks off, he re-aggravated that we're going to, 4 days later here, trust him? Like, or could the Bills actually be keeping two kickers active on the 53, which to me, Maggie, would also be a waste?
Oh my gosh, that would, but you can't trust Bagley because he keeps missing extra points. You know what? I almost have to laugh, but this is really serious because if the Bills have an opportunity, right? Kansas City's not there, you know, Ravens aren't there, like, and you can't win this game because of the kicker. Like, I just don't even know how we recover from that as a fan base. You know, I really don't because, you know, Prater has been fantastic until he got hurt. But he's, you know, he's old as dirt, this guy. He's been excellent, stepped in for Bass in an amazing way. But, yeah, they're like, I think, did they say they were going to bring in some other kickers?
No, Matt Wright will be, Matt Wright's on the practice squad right now. So Matt
Wright. Oh, my God.
Matt Wright, which is kind of funny because the last time the Jags beat the Bills in 2021, 9-6, all 9 points coming off the foot of Matt Wright and the Urban Meyer victory there over the Bills.
Oh, remember like it was yesterday. And then before that, you know, when the Bills break their long playoff drought, obviously this is the pre-Josh era, so it doesn't really matter. But, you know, but McDermott was there. Pre-Josh era, break the drought, go down to Jacksonville, score 3 points. Like, okay. I, you know, and obviously they've even lost them in London, but that's a whole other thing. I hate it when, because I think Josh Allen, guys, I think we can all say this now, best cold weather quarterback in the NFL period. Yeah. And it's just such a bummer that is going to get, you know, hit that superpower of him just being impervious to the cold is not going to be able to drag some other opponent into deep water and drown him. And instead they're going to have to play in whatever heat and it just neutralizes. Obviously we saw the Miami game and recently, and it just takes away one of Josh's greatest superpowers, which is when the elements, you know, he's just fantastic and cold. It's really incredible.
For years, you heard Maggie and Perloff on our station. We will tell you what Maggie, I don't know if we can tell you, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Maggie will have content out there shortly enough. Maggie, well, we do have you. Some of these other things happening in sports. The Harbaugh firing in Baltimore, like where should he end up? Did the Ravens do the right thing? I mean, you think of a world where Loop doesn't miss that kick and we're not having this conversation right now.
You know, it's funny. The moment that kick sailed to the right, I thought, ooh, this is not good for Sean McDermott. I for some reason, I was like, this is not good because I thought either Harbaugh was going to get fired or Mike Tomlin even might have gotten fired if things had gone the other way. Kind of like these long tenured head coaches who are kind of changed for, I don't want to say for change's sake, because you read some of the stuff coming out of Baltimore, and it wasn't good. You know, and guys, like, we even saw it in that first game of the season, which it feels like eternity ago, but even throughout the year, if you're watching the Ravens, it kind of felt like at times, like, the effort wasn't there. Like, that's crazy. And so I was not that surprised that John Harbaugh got fired. What I was really surprised about is that, you know, now he's like this, you know, at least it's in some ways being portrayed in the media, like he's the hottest candidate and you got to run out and get him and it's going to be bidding wars. And I'm like, okay, I get it. He's a Super Bowl winning head coach And he's obviously a great head coach, but it hasn't been awesome these last couple of years when you have a two-time MVP. So, you know, I think, to be honest, I bet he'll probably end up with the Giants, I would think, because the Giants are so out of ideas. They've tried every which way to find a head coach and can't, which says a lot more about their organization than anything else. But this would probably be a move. The Giants love this kind. They would love like a stable, you know, John Harbaugh. I could see the Giants really making a major push for John Harbaugh.
What about a team like Miami, who just moved off of McDaniel today, when you consider that they still need a GM as well, and Harbaugh can be a part of that process and getting a new quarterback and kind of building from scratch and building it in the way that he wants it done. I mean, if you believe the reports that there was a rift between he and Lamar here at the end of all of this, I mean, you know, getting a guy, watching a guy beat two playoff teams from the NFC with Snoop Huntley as his quarterback, I think the guy's a pretty good head coach.
Yeah, no, and his record alone says it. I mean, you know, we can talk about whether or not he is a Hall of Fame coach. That's kind of interesting for Miami. You know, the Michigan man, right? His dad was, or excuse me, his brother was more the Michigan man, but obviously Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, is a big Michigan person. Maybe there's some connection there because the Harbaugh, just like family and tree, is all over the NFL. You know, I think I've told you guys this before. I desperately thought, you know, Jim Harbaugh should have been the Bills head coach. I really, you know, wanted, when he was looking to get back into the NFL, I really wanted the Bills to go after him, but that's all right. They're probably going to lose to New England anyway, the Chargers. But I guess I could see it. The one thing about Miami that's going to be weird is this whole Tua situation is going to be odd because they really can't move off of him with his contract next year, or it'd be very tough. And yet they so obviously need a new quarterback. I wonder if Harbaugh, John, would just much rather go to the Giants, who have a quarterback in place with Jackson Dart, and just have something a little more like no-brainer. Although Jackson Dart's got to find a way to keep himself, like teach himself to protect himself. But maybe that's a little bit more clean. That Miami situation feels very ugly. But I'm bummed that Mike McDaniel's gone. I know that the Dolphins just beat the Bills recently. But man, it was a nice run, wasn't it? Oh, always felt good going against that guy. It's like there's no shot they're going to win this game.
Oh, well, look, we can relax in the division next year because thank you, New York Jets, for keeping Aaron Glenn. Maggie, you're based down in the tri-state area. What on earth are they doing? Like that team, I understand they traded some talent away, but if they're in a position to draft a quarterback, is Glenn the guy you want leading the charge there? Like, are you surprised that the Jets are giving a second year here to Aaron Glenn?
No, I mean, guys, you just got to sit back and let the Jets jet, you know, just take the gift, you know, they have no idea what's going on. They talk about the organization just synonymous with failure and embarrassment. And, you know, I think that this is a problem. Aaron Glenn, and we see this in the tri-state area, and I'm sure there's a lot of Jets fans in the audience too, but he's trying to do this Bill Parcells impersonation. And this used to always doom all the Belichick assistants when they would get hired other places, because like Belichick and Parcells, obviously same tree, same thing. And they would all try to do this Belichick impersonation. Now that Aaron Glenn's doing this Bill Parcells impersonation, and it's so phony, you know, and it's just so transparent. And he came in and he was talking tough and the team stunk and they had no clue and he was terrible. And the entire fan base of the Jets, or pretty much all of it, has now turned on a guy who at one point was a very respected former player. I mean, people loved Aaron Glenn as a player for the Jets. And now, because it just seemed inauthentic, you know, because you're just trying to be someone else to relive some kind of glory days, and it just doesn't work. And I just wish more coaches would just be themselves as opposed to being a carbon copy, some kind of facsimile of their mentors. I know you take stuff from guys, but he came in, he was tough, you know, bad with the media, did not connect with the fan base, like, again, despite being a former player. But take the gift.
Yeah.
Keep jetting, guys. Keep jetting.
Maggie, before we let you go, I mean, this weekend is fantastic for college and pro football with the wild card weekend and with the semifinals of college football playoffs. So rapid fire, who do you like tonight, tomorrow night? What do you like on Saturday between the two games you got there, the games you got leading into to Monday night with Pittsburgh and Houston? Do you have a lean one way or the other on any of these games?
Yeah, sure. So for college, let's just like, again, let's just let the story just do the talking, guys. Sometimes in sports, you root for the story. I have no dog in the fight when it comes to college. I went to a college, didn't even have football in George Washington. I've got literally no dog in the fight. But this is Indiana's run. Just like, let's just all watch it happen and enjoy it. And this is Indiana's moment. I think they're going to win it all. I think Miami is going to win tonight, and I think it'd be Miami and Indiana. I've not been a huge Oregon. I don't love this team. I love Dan Lanning, and I like Oregon. I just don't think this team has been it. But so that's what I like for college. And I think that, you know, Houston, I don't think there's a team hotter. I think I will probably, though, be, I would imagine, Bills Patriots in the AFC Championship game. And then NFC side, I mean, listen, it's kind of hard not to look at the Rams, even though they would have to obviously be going on the road. They're a 10.5-point favorite, I believe, in Carolina. I don't know if they'll cover. I know they lost there earlier in the year, but I think they will win that. I think they could beat Philadelphia in Philly. I'm not a huge Seahawks fan. Not a fan. I respect what they're doing. I respect the defense. But I just think that Sam Darnold will make the mistake that will ultimately doom them. So did I answer all of that? What am I missing here?
I think you got Niners and Eagles.
Niners, Eagles, yes. The Niners were my preseason Super Bowl pick.
Yeah. Same.
Nope. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
No. I think that Kyle Shanahan's done a great job this year. Their whole defense is totally decimated. But I think that the Eagles will beat the 49ers. But then I think the Rams win a rematch against the Eagles.
And then humor this Bears fan. I don't know if you know this or not, but the oldest rivalry in football on Saturday night, Packers and Bears in Chicago. Who do you like?
Okay, so this is going to be – I've been, like, so critical of Ben Johnson because my co-host, McLovin, Andrew Perloff, has basically put Ben Johnson in the Hall of Fame before he ever coached a game as a head coach. But I think it's going to be Chicago here. I do. I mean, not just the Jordan Love concussion that forced him to miss games at the end of the year, but I just think that the Packers have been really up and down, and so have the Bears been really up and down, but they got the home field and they can run the ball. And I think Chicago is going to win this one. It's going to be a little bit of a shock, but I think they're going to win it.
Maggie, we have two Division I programs here in Rochester. They're at RIT, the men's and women's hockey team. I'm bringing this up because the women's hockey coach pulls me aside right before Christmas. Her name is Celeste Brown. She says, Gene, I got to tell you, if you talk to Maggie Gray, tell her, I love her. She is the best thing on your station. I'm like, well, I got to tell you, there's going to be a change. It's nothing to do with us. So it's just kind of, this is very bittersweet talking to you today. But then there's going to be some Maggie in our Perloff in our life some point there, and I don't know what, if anything, we're at liberty to say other than stay tuned, correct?
Well, by the way, I mean, obviously I'm the biggest RIT women's hockey fan alive. No, I didn't know that, but that's very nice. Thank you. I am now the biggest RIT women's hockey fan alive. Really exciting stuff. Like, really exciting. I'm not at liberty to discuss at this exact moment. One more T and one more I has to be crossed and dotted, but coming soon, like real soon, like really soon. I wish I could just say it all right now.
Come on. No.
But the ink has to dry, guys. This is the thing. I've now been in this business long enough that I know that I've got to get the ink dry.
And you're a pro, Maggie. And this, what you're giving us right now is what we call a compelling tease. So I think that will, that'll get people to stay through the break.
Well, but here's the thing. You guys know I married a guy from Rochester. You know, I consider myself like, you know, if I'm lucky enough to be considered like a tangential, like an in-law from the city of Rochester, like if there's anyone I would want to tell, it's you guys. But again, I've been in this business long enough now to know that you shouldn't say anything until it's done. Mm-hmm. So I need to wait till it's done.
It is great hearing your voice. And when it is done, please let's connect again so that we can share that news with everybody and continue to talk Buffalo Bills, hopefully after a win.
Let's do this, guys. Let's do this, okay? Finally, let's put an end to this madness and get Josh Allen to the Super Bowl and do it by sending our positive vibes down to Jacksonville. It's got to happen, right?
Maggie, this happens, I swear the clouds will lift. The Bills will make their way out to California for the Super Bowl. Maggie, can't wait to share that news at some point that you have working here. Thank you again for your time today.
Oh, you guys are the best. Guys, enjoy it. Enjoy the whole weekend, college, pro. Let's go, Bills.
Thank you. Maggie Gray, Maggie and Perloff joining us here in the Sports Bar to share some thoughts on the Bills, to share some thoughts on the NFL, the coaching carousel. All great stuff from Maggie, as always.
So if I feel like we have to give the disclaimer. The Infinity Sports Network is no more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why some things like Maggie and Perloff are in limbo right now.
Right. And if you listen to The Fan frequently, you probably heard guys like Bill Ryder doing his send-off and our friend Bart Winkler, who did late nights on The Fan, doing his send-off. And Maggie and Perloff didn't really do a big week-long send-off or anything like that.
Which told me, okay, maybe something.
They're working on
something.
They're working on something. So as we say in the industry, stay tuned, and we'll be sure to let you know what's up with Maggie Gray as the journey continues. We got to take a break and come back. We have more on the way. We're going to speak to Ty Dunn, GoAlongTD.com. Get his thoughts on this match between the Bills and the Jags here coming up this afternoon as well. Stay in the Sports Bar.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.